It's the Randall Dad Podcast.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another exciting episode of the Randall Dad Podcast. This week we took a little trip, a little small one-day vacation, and went to the Galloping Ghost in Brookfield. Had a great time. So we'll probably talk about that a little bit today, I imagine, and just other random facts. And everybody's week, how was everybody's week? Had a great week.
It was pretty exciting for me because we got to launch the podcast.
Yeah,
we've been practicing. We had episode one. We had a lot better feedback, or I mean, not feedback, but a lot more response than I kind of thought that we would, or whatever. Yes. So I was excited about that
for sure.
We also became available on way more platforms, like as time went on.
Big jump in that first week of launching, and
so we were only available on a website for a couple days, Buzzsprout, and now we're available on Spotify, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, Pocket Casts, Deezer, Listen Notes, Player FM, Podcast Index. This coming and week, we're gonna
soon to be more. I mean, it takes time to get listed on all these things, so as they slowly get approved and everything, we'll let everybody know all the different places that they can find us if they have any preferred apps and stuff like that that we happen to be on.
I learned something this week too. Like, I didn't realize that, like, where people get their podcasts are like ingrained. Like,
there's a lot of loyalty.
There's a lot of loyalty.
Preferred apps and stuff.
There's a lot of information overload for our brains this week too, coming just at us, because it all was on like a 2-day thing where we just jumped out and went straight into the fucking race.
Exactly. Like, hey, Sharon, we just bombarded Facebook.
Right. I'm at work and I just keep getting text messages. And it's like, oh, hey, by the way, doing this. Oh, hey, by the way, doing this. And I was like, oh my God. It's all happening right now.
I mean, to give everybody a bit of the backstory, I mean, I moved back to Havana in November and we started recording. We talked about the idea and we just kind of started playing around with a single mic thing in December.
Yeah.
And we just kind of played around with it for a while to see if we could figure out what we really wanted to do. And eventually we just kind of kept developing and it's kind of turned into what it is now, which is still even currently developing.
Always.
But, I mean, be honest, when we recorded last week, you know, it's kind of a process, but we didn't even know 100% if last week's was going to be aired. So there's a lot of things and stuff going on that episode that, like, we listen back to and, like, we know what to kind of go through with this. let's work on this.
But it's always forever changing, like Bruce Lee.
Always.
We want to be like the water, always flowing.
Well, you always got to be better than yourself, right?
Right. I mean, you gotta want to do better every week. Sometimes you gotta try real hard. shoot. All right, so we can get it right into it, and we got our trivia for this week. And do you got your scoreboard up over there?
Zach's beating me 4-3.
All right.
Easy to remember right now.
Last week we had superhero trivia, and this week I feel like we need to have animal trivia. So we're in the wild world of animals.
Animal trivia.
Animal trivia.
I didn't know I was coming to be a fucking naturist today.
Steve Irwin in here today. And Crocodile Dundee.
How'd you get that idea?
Because they're both animal people.
You're just like, you know what? Oh, because we're both? Yeah, I fucking love it.
No, I mean Steve Irwin. you mean how to get the idea for animal trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, when we were riding in the back.
No, how'd you get the idea for Steve Irwin? How'd you put that together with animal trivia?
Because he fucks with animals. What? Or he did.
Like one of those.
He unfortunately took his life as well.
Thanks for letting me in on that. I didn't know Steve Irwin was fucking...
So that was like...
an animal expert.
So I don't know.
How'd you get the idea?
To call you Steve Irwin?
Oh my God.
How did you get the idea to do the animal?
Well, I said that and he switched up. Because when we were in the car riding back to Havana today, I was in the back seat and I was just thinking in my brain.
You were just looking up at
him. Saw a cow out the window.
I was thinking in my brain, I was like, what would be fun for these guys to do for trivia that I know they're going to be like, man, what the fuck?
Animal
trivia. And you're both sitting here like, man, what the fuck? So here we are, right?
Okay.
Are you?
Are they at least like pop culturally related animals?
I don't know.
Yogi the Bear.
Maybe. I don't know. We'll see, I suppose.
Famous movie animals.
No, these are just animals.
Babe.
I think.
Flipper.
They're just regular animals. Everyday. Man, some of them are everyday animals, but most of them are, I think.
Oh, yeah, well, let's get it started.
All right. Okay. So, a snail can sleep for how many years?
12.
No.
Four.
I was very confident about that.
You're both wrong.
That was the purple and yellow answer from last week.
Yeah, right?
It's 3 years.
Three. Oh,
three. That's close. Why the fuck do snails have to sleep for 3 years,
Clint? They can if they want to.
Wish I had that ability.
Fast forward.
How many heart chambers does a cockroach have?
12.
Oh.
Six. Chambers.
You're wrong. You're right.
12?
What up?
I randomly shout 12. I'm wrong. He doesn't. He's right. Is that?
That's the truth. Look, 12.
I believe that. I knew they had a lot.
What I need to know is how do you know that they had 12?
He didn't. He
you're writing me about animal trivia. And then
I'm
you
familiar
know
with cockroaches, Clint. Thanks.
Well, he's a cockroach expert.
That's wild to me. It just is. I'm sorry. Which bird is a universal symbol of peace?
The dove.
The dove?
Okay, you're
both right. Do we get both the points now this time?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He's going to hear my answer, know it's right, repeat it, and get a point every time. How's that fair?
Oh my
God. Yep, he's right. I'm going to repeat that and steal a point every time.
Go Zach's my way one fucking time. And... I can't have points anymore.
No points for you.
I don't feel any honor in that point. I'm not giving myself that one.
All right, well then don't give yourself.
I want to truly be.
But
Zach.
Don't bitch later if you lose by one. If you happen to lose this game by 1 point, whenever this podcast, if it comes to the culmination,
when it's over. It's what, next week when it's over and the score is 7-7.
Yeah, you can't bitch. Rabbits are born blind. True or false?
False.
True.
You're right. You're wrong.
Fuck. 6-4.
That's your own fault, buddy. For which animal never sleeps?
Never?
Never. Fucking never. Doesn't sleep.
Fucking never.
Doesn't sleep.
It's on a caffeine rush 24/7.
Never sleeps.
One of those little microscopic water bear things.
Water bear.
No. What do they call them? Teddy?
That's not an animal.
I don't know.
That's an animal. It's not a plant.
I'm going to say... I have no idea where to go with this.
The thing is, do animals ever really sleep? Because how they all wake up so fucking easily, right? Like dog, cat, you can't move without a dog or a cat waking up like, yo, what you doing?
I'm trying to think of like a really hyper animal, like a field mouse.
So how many birds maybe?
No.
Field mice never sleep.
I'm confident in that answer.
Is it aquatic?
Yeah, kind of.
What?
It can be both.
It can be both.
Geese. Geese don't sleep.
The platypus doesn't sleep.
What'd you guess?
No, I've guessed like six
beaver,
things.
Okay. Beaver. It's a bullfrog.
Bullfrogs don't sleep.
I mean, I know they're up at night, but...
They don't sleep. Ever. Going 24/7. No sleep mode.
They don't burn energy and like...
Well, they just don't need to sleep to recover.
They probably just chill in one spot for a really long time.
they don't need to recover from going all fucking long.
They just chill in one spot and do that for hours at a time. What the fuck? What you need to sleep for? You're not moving.
I'm asking Johnson. He'll know the answer to that question.
I don't believe it. I mean,
let's call the Steve Irwin of Mason County.
We can look it up, too, and we can fact check it later.
You should probably fact check a couple of these things while you're writing them.
Okay.
The platform will do it for us.
Do sponges have hearts?
No organs.
Nope. You're right. Both of you are right.
See, that was at the same time.
I was right first, though. That's bullshit.
It was same time, so it was fair. If you say it 4 seconds after I did.
A mandrel is what type of creature?
A mammal?
No, it's like a...
What is it, though?
No, it's...
A mandrel is what type of creature? What animal is it?
It's a groundhog type thing. It's like an underground fucking, like...
Has live babies?
No, sir.
Isn't it like a...
It's like an anteater.
You are way off.
Okay. Like, I'll stop guessing.
Is it a worm?
No, you, sir, are way off as well by like 100 miles.
So somewhere between a worm and a fucking anteater.
I guess something
anteater.
Else first.
Yeah, it's way in between.
Way in between.
Monkey.
Mandrel is a monkey. Oh, yeah. That's okay.
I kind of, yeah. Isn't that...
You'll like this last one.
Uh-oh.
No, I mean, what were you going to say?
Isn't I don't that, know.
You know.
No.
The next question. A group of hedgehogs is known as. Oh yeah.
A ball?
No, a group of hedgehogs. Would you call a group a ball?
I don't know. They're fucking
ball of hedgehogs.
I imagine they're all like hunched in and like spiked up.
A posse.
Running really fast.
Is it called a posse?
Pickles.
Pickles. Look at that pickle of hedgehogs.
Pickle of hedgehogs. There's a pickle of hedgehogs over there.
Said no one ever.
are there any other animals that are referred to as a pickle when they're plural?
I didn't look all that up. I don't need to know all
how
that.
Many a whole bit.
That's too much information for everyone.
God damn it.
Did you lose?
I lost by one.
I thought you were going to lose this time. I did. But you guys are continually winning from last week, so you got to step
now
up.
Now I'm down by two.
Well,
7-7 to fucking
gonna,
five.
I'm just going
to
extend that lead every week, so.
Unless he gets a lot of answers wrong and you get some more right, buddy, I think you're...
That's usually how fucking trivia.
Down by two, you might as well just give up, Dick.
I think you're bound to lose.
You're no way that we can both get points at the same time. This rule has to change.
I mean, if we both answer within like a second of each other to where we're both trying to say it, I feel like that warrants each a point. However, if one of us says it and the other one just sits there for 3 seconds and then repeats it... Like, then that's kind of...
I would rather you get a buzzer or some sort and watch you two try to fight together.
We have a buzzer on that game.
I think I would rather see you two fight
together.
Where
we would have to put it in the middle and then us both reach for it.
That would be great.
I feel like we're just going to always be reaching and slapping each other.
No, that'd be the best part about it, watching two smack each other and not the buzzer.
Hit the button and still not have
a string and pull it out.
Our audience doesn't get to see it, though.
Well, they can hear it.
Oh, they're going to hear it.
Well, yeah, but it'd be more skin.
They won't even know who it was.
It'd be more skin. Be more skin sounding than that. It'll just be an angry scuffle, and the table will flip over, and that's all you hear is us in here just wrestling.
Just wrestling and taking out decades of frustration on each other.
Remember lunch from high school?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
The buzzer might end up in the wall.
You Kool-Aid stealing motherfucker.
AOL. Good times.
So what do we got to talk about this week? What's the major news in the nerd world?
Well, I mean, I think the Mighty Ducks Game Changers came out. I don't know if that's so sure. much nerd as...
You guys would say that shit being from Havana.
I mean...
What?
The Mighty Ducks?
The Mighty Ducks are a lot more important in your guys' world than, like, the rest of the world.
I don't know,
oh,
man.
Just because of our mascot being
the Ducks.
Ducks,
right. Like, that first movie hit a special part in your guys' heart hard.
Not even. Like, I don't remember being like, oh, it's cool because they're the Ducks and we're the Ducks. I mean,
neither.
I loved the movie and...
I didn't think about it like that either, to be honest with you. Really. I think if we were older in school and, like, sports meant more to us at that time,
if we had a hockey team, maybe.
It
caused us to get mocked by other schools, I feel like, for a little bit. Like, oh, it's the Mighty Ducks. Like, no, dude, we've been the Ducks since, like, the fucking, what, 50s, 60s? They were the Maroons first and then they changed to the Ducks and, like...
Should have stayed the Maroons the way to play.
The Maroons.
But it was good. Actually like it. I think they put a little too much into the first episode. There's some things that don't make sense. But it was funny. I laughed out loud two or three times watching it. Which, you know, if it's got me that much in the first episode, I got to keep following and watching down the wormhole.
The podcast kid cracks me up the whole time.
The little kids are... extremely similar to all the original little kids, or some of the original little kids, I guess, but it's changed a little bit.
They seem
dynamic.
A lot younger. Like, in the movie, I feel like they seem like they were older, and they're younger now, or is that just me being
just
older?
I don't know.
Like, I feel like when we were kids, they were, like, teenagers, and now they're almost, like, preteen. Like,
The 12 to 14?
Yeah, 12
I think
14.
So, but that, like, one kid's really small.
He just has a podcast body.
Yeah. Sticks to raisins too.
I'd like to see that fucking Gordon Bombay is living the life that he deserves.
Oh, often fucking by himself,
fat eating cakes, sad by himself, and hates cocky a shell of his former self because he's not a great person in the first three.
He's morally ambiguous through his entire coaching career.
He does dump the team.
I don't think it's even
movies.
Ambiguous. He just He's a shitbag person.
One second he's doing something terrible and losing everybody's respect, and then the next second they're winning and everybody's happy and he's trying to bang somebody's mom.
Literally like his two lines at the fucking, like the only time they talk to him, he's like, hey, you got that money? Yeah, I'm going to need to see you skate, though.
And but what's fucked up about that is he knows her song and routine from when she was a child, and it's like, he doesn't know.
I mean,
her.
They talked about it when she first came in. She's like, oh, I haven't danced on, I haven't been on ice skates since.
Well, yeah, but she doesn't give him the song. Does she tell us the song?
Yeah, she says the song.
I don't know.
But
I guess.
It's still creepy as shit. It's still like using the flying V to fucking bang somebody's mom.
It's an illegal move, the flying V. It is an illegal move. You can't move the puck down the ice in that formation like that.
Wasted.
Disney.
His punishment for being wasted and driving is he has to teach these kids how to play hockey.
Community service.
And he's a shit heel the whole time, like just trying to fuck Charlie's mom.
Yeah. Well, you got to make the best out of a bad situation.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, the best movie ever made was letting Charlie take that last shot in the first one. Cause then it's like, when score, he got his mom in the bag now.
Hey, kids, just remember, cheat to win, and I'm banging your mom.
I mean, he literally was teaching them cheat to win. I mean, even when you redeem yourself, it's like, but you're still capable of teaching people. And then in the second movie, he gets all conceited and cocky and into himself and completely forgets about the team.
They're going to give him
Then he just apologizes again. Sorry, guys. I just tend to be a shitbag 50% of the time.
If they were going
to
give me a shoe, I might become a shitbag as well.
He hit the bottle again for about a decade after the third movie, too.
He's going to have a pump on his shoe in the second movie, too. That would make me a real dick because at that time,
didn't he leave in the third movie? Like, it's like, peace out, guys, I gotta go be a cool lawyer again. You guys aren't cool enough.
He was following his hockey career. Like, he actually, they decided that he would go back and play hockey again.
I thought he was being a lawyer, because doesn't he show up at the end all lawyer style? He shows up at the end of three.
He leaves on that bus, and like, or is that in the second
movie? That's the second one at the beginning.
Because then he gets hurt again. I could have sworn in the third.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong.
At the end of the first one, he leaves to go play hockey. Bus. At the beginning of the second one, it shows him getting his leg back.
Yeah,
and then he comes back at the beginning of the second one.
So then in the third one, he goes off
back to being
stuff.
A lawyer.
Okay. I was like, when they went to the Olympics or whatever, and he's like, hey, you're going to go be coached by them. And
that's the second one. And the third one's when they're in like the prep school or whatever. They have the other weird coach.
He's like, well,
Gordon comes in, he's like, hey, you need to listen to this guy.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to be your coach because the school didn't hire me. They only wanted the duck.
Like, hey, you got this. I banged who I wanted to bang. Bang your mom, and now I got this big money offer. I'm gonna have to get out. Remember, cheat to win.
Not only that, but all the Ducks didn't sign, and I think that's why Gordon was out. He's like, well, we didn't get them all.
He just showed up to see if any of their moms got divorced recently.
So I'm looking forward to future episodes that explain the actual downfall and why he hates hockey. And
can we give our predictions as to why he's on his downfall?
I think
he
hit the bottle again.
Do you think that's why
he lost everything?
You think he hit the bottle and lost everything? What do you think happened?
I mean, that's a pretty good guess because, I mean,
it's gonna
clearly
unfold.
At the beginning of the first movie, you know, he had demons.
Oh,
maybe those maybe those demons reappeared. I mean,
but he
went out on that ice with kids in a limo, man. I mean, I don't care how like that takes some bad decision making skills.
I'm gonna make it real dark real quick, and I'm gonna say that Charlie Conway died in some horrible tragic accident, maybe in the hockey way, and maybe it's not his fault, but Gordon takes it on
his fault. Gordon hit him with a piece of metal and killed him in the skate shop. Yeah, he feels guilty.
He broke the fucking limo through the ice and drowned
him and a bunch of other kids.
It was definitely some terrible decision that didn't need to be made.
Well, maybe, like I said, maybe he gave Charlie the wrong kind of guidance and he became a pro hockey player and he balled out of control and got into some car accident and died or some crazy shit.
He was probably trying to...
And Charlie's mom hates him now, you know, and he's like, oh, fuck, I hate it for life.
Probably came back and coached the Ducks and then just couldn't handle the pressure, man.
I'm a double down on that because he probably killed Hans, too.
Ooh. That's some 007 shit.
Like, broke the limo through the ice, drowned Charlie, was pissed about it, came into fucking work out some feelings on his ice skate sharpener or whatever. Then Hans walked in and he lost control and a blade went through
and
Hans'
throat.
Oh, Hans died
in
the third one.
Remember
he died at one point in the second or third one?
He had a brother, though. It was Hans and Franz.
In
the second one, it's the brother, and he's like, where's Hans? He's like, oh, don't get me started on that strudel head or whatever. He went back to see Mama in the old country.
That's how they explained replacing the character.
Right. But I think he was just doing Batman or some shit instead. There's some other movie he did instead that he did. It was like Mighty
Ducks. Just got a lot more interesting to me. I can't wait to find out what the downfall is.
Me too. That's what I said. It's,
That's the entire way I'm watching now.
It's the only thing you care about.
I used to like this movie. I used to like all three of these movies. Now I don't at all.
But there was a spoiler that the original Ducks are going to show up in it at some point. So I'm stoked about that.
Everybody but Goldberg, right? Well, and Charlie.
There's still a possibility. I've seen some articles saying that
Charlie's dead.
He might.
Joshua Jackson's been the only one who's like never showed up for any like reunions or any stuff like that that they do. He don't talk about wanting to be in it. No sequels. No none of that. So if he's not going to be in, he's the main one. How are you going to not have him?
Need none of that Mighty Ducks money,
right? So he don't want to know a part of it. Correct.
You're
so
the captain.
What do you do to characters that don't want no part of it? You kill them off.
You're the captain.
So a good catalyst for Emilio Estevez would be that Charlie's dead and he hates hockey, and hockey's some reason why Charlie's dead. Or the path he led him on, or whatever. He wanted to be pro and all that, right? By the end of the third movie, he wanted to go to Canada and play early and all that.
Yeah, I guess
that's made it real dark for Disney.
Something dumb that I was surprised by was the sound of Emilio Estevez's voice.
Dude, he's very Martin Sheen-ish.
I mean, obviously, you know the way he looks and everything, but like his voice is
young,
higher. I feel like than it. Like I just remember looking at like, wow, that's what he sounds like now. I was expecting something a little older. You know,
I think he's just more defensive
like a really
now.
High pitched voice. And shit. I'm like,
oh, this is other weird. Breaking news that he said that they're doing young. Young Guns 3. Somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
How's he going to play Billy
the
Kid? He
died in the second one. But.
I mean, in history, yeah, he died in the second one. But, you know, he plays Brushy Bill Roberts, too, in the second one. They have the old man telling the story at the beginning.
Oh,
I don't know how long it's been
too.
Since you've seen Young Guns 2.
I mean, they
but that's
could be
Emilio Estevez dressed up as an old man.
Maybe he's not... he's not in it. Maybe they're making it.
No, I mean, they
no,
said...
No, he's,
yeah, they
he's
said,
starring
he's
as Billy Kid and Billy the Kid.
He's...
Right, he's not even a kid anymore. So
yeah,
it's
gonna
be
he said
to
he's
going to
be Billy the Kid.
But if they're going by the story of Brushy Bill Roberts, that dude had somewhat of an outlaw life himself.
Maybe.
So he could have changed his name and just Billy the Kid assumed, you know, but he's somebody
so
else.
So it's going to be like he didn't die?
Yeah, basically they're saying he didn't die and they're making but it's Young Guns
he was
3.
The old man all
so,
along.
Like I could see if they redid Young Guns and he played the old man that gets shot to death at
it's,
the beginning of
it's
that.
It's literally
but,
called Young Guns. Right. Like why would you hey what's the
they should definitely
the, all these people old. Are old now. I think we should remake that movie about when they were young and it was called Young Guns.
So does
with
that
these
mean
old people.
Does that mean we get Kiefer Sutherland back?
I think we just
Philly.
Call it
I was
going to
say, yeah, I mean, yeah, it really just, if they call it Old Guns, I'll see it.
Oh, that'd be like
otherwise, cool, I'm not so sure I'm interested.
What's Lou Diamond Phillips doing nowadays?
I don't know. Lou Diamond Phillips things? You're going to have to Google him and find out? It's bothering you
whatever
that much.
He wants.
Right, he's got money, man. He was in Courage Under Fire. That movie was awesome.
Encouraged.
La Bamba.
Was he in that? Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Oh, God.
Richie he's Valens.
Let's Lou Diamond Phillips.
So, Falcon Winter Soldier, another good episode this week. I don't know, just a whole lot is happening in the two episodes that have come on to it. A lot of history. And
yeah, spoiler alert, fair warning. We talk about a lot of things right after they happen, so if we start talking about a topic that you haven't seen yet or something, just pause and... Don't,
dude, he's a director
don't
and
get,
shit, man.
Don't get mad at us for
well, he's older. He can't act
anything.
Forever. You know? Yeah,
he's directed Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
You got to move on to other things.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. I'm all in for Young Guns. Sorry.
Young Guns 3?
I just forgot how big of a Lou Diamond Phillips fan I am, I think.
Me too.
We'd already moved on. Now we're still back on fucking Young
sorry.
Guns
3. Well, hey, man. He was a good one. You got to bring it back and then take it back again.
We're talking about
Falcon and Winter Soldier?
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome. Now you actually
you're here with us now. No, it was a good episode again this week. Like I said, they're like many movies, so I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good. I just love, like, Bucky and them go to couples counseling. Bucky and...
Bucky. I thought you said Becky.
Becky.
Bucky.
Yeah, Bucky and the Falcon go to...
Sam?
Yeah, you know, go to counseling.
That was good. They made him sit knee-to-knee and get real close and sit face-to-face and say key
he's
things
like,
to each other.
Listen, Doc, this is what I'm going to do. Thanks for making it weird. Rolled out.
No, it was another very good episode. Don't want to give away too much. Like you said, we do drop the spoilers every once in a while, but because it's way more fresh. And we'll try to be careful not to do too much spoiling. But it's very well produced, very well acted. I thought this was some very good acting by Sebastian Stan in this episode.
I'm having a hard time with the Captain America bullshit, though.
The agent or U.S. agent? Or
just the, like, so first of all, like – they're starting to like fill in the back story of like what happened while Steve was in the ice and shit.
Right.
And hey, there was this other Captain America during the Korean War that we totally fucked over, and he's been in hiding since.
No hiding. They put him in prison.
Oh, okay.
And then
what's his name, Isaiah?
That's why I warned everyone. I warned everybody.
What's his name, Isaiah? Something. I don't know.
Leave it. Yeah, we spoil it too much. But either way, you know, they go, they see him, and there's just a whole another doorway that opens up that they haven't even showed everyone yet. And a secret Marvel past. And
I feel like they did that just because they were like, hey, here's this new Cap. And everybody's like, oh, you can't fucking replace him. And it's like, well, actually, we did a bunch of times.
And there's another big reveal, too, that we haven't really said, but I think we should leave that for the people with the little kid.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well,
so.
See, you missed it. I mean, me and Zach noticed it because we had a conversation about it.
What's that?
The Young Avengers thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like how they're setting up all the Young Avengers. Yeah, that's sweet as shit.
So I'm not going to say where it pops in at, but somewhere in there, if people know the character, they're going to know when they see. So I thought that was really cool.
I think it's subliminal. I think they throw out another person that, you know, replacing Captain America, you know, and you just kind of go along with it for the sake of the show. They did the same thing with Quicksilver in WandaVision.
Oh, dude.
It's all subliminal to their training everybody to accept that characters can be replaced by different actors so they can keep the look in their scene. You keep going. Like, we're just going to slowly start replacing people and just don't get too angry about it.
But I like Wyatt Russell. I think he's a good actor. I think he's doing a good job as a U.S. agent as far as, like, he doesn't. He's like, he's unsure of what he's doing.
His name Walker?
Yeah.
Johnny Walker.
That's alcohol.
Okay.
But he's, like, doing
it
because,
could be his name.
Like, next to Captain America, he's, like, the next greatest soldier. You know what I mean? There's nothing, like, overly great about him other than, like, he's just really, really good at being a soldier. But
Does Sam have any kind of super soldier shit at all? He's just a dude with wings, right?
He trained with Captain America, which would make you hard as fuck.
Right.
And Captain America punching
just
in the chest once or twice. You're going to remember
falls
that shit.
Sometimes where I'm like, I don't think
I know. Like, there's definitely times I'm watching him and I'm like,
he's got that
would be very hard
him.
For human beings, like the G forces and all this other stuff. But, like, the
like
falls,
sure
the impacts.
Done that, his left arm would have just been ripped off from its socket.
Well, he's got that metal suit on that protects him, right?
Yeah, I guess.
They usually try to use the wings to protect him in some way, you know, and it's.
I mean, in the comic book, he just has like a little red and white suit he wears. It's like cloth or whatever. So I don't know. I mean, they got to have them over. I mean, Hawkeye doesn't ever get hurt either. Whenever he does,
yeah, but he ain't doing the same shit the Falcon is.
He's jumping out of buildings and shooting arrows
and
things.
I'm not saying he don't hold his shit, but like Falcon is crazy,
straight up like hand to hand combat, air to air combat, like. But again, he has the assistance of the wingsuit.
Now, my only whole problem is that when we've kind of had this little spat was the aging situation with Bucky and Captain America. How he's an old ass man now.
Bucky should be old.
And Bucky's 100 and whatever years old, and he's still like 26.
I mean, maybe the Soviets put a little bit more anti-aging cream in their serum.
I don't know.
The Americans did for
Captain. I feel like Captain America when he came, even when he relived, he got to live that life that
Tony
told him about.
They've both been alive equal amount of times.
Right.
Equal amount of time now.
Well, not technically. If Cap went back in time and then waited and lived an entire life to come back looking old, Bucky hasn't done that.
Yeah, he was alive that whole time.
He was alive, but he didn't live it all, then go back in time and like live a bunch more again.
Yeah, but I mean, Cap was frozen for 70 years.
Well,
I get that's why he didn't
age. It depends
for
on
that.
If you think that the freezing impacted Cap's aging at all, I guess, would then be the argument.
I don't believe that it did.
I don't think so either.
He's the man outside of time? I don't know. You don't think it did?
I don't think, like, once you're frozen, you just don't age
so
until you're unfrozen. It's not like buying meat at the supermarket.
I think that's what Disney's trying to say.
Twice as old as Bucky.
There's no way he could be an old man, because even though he went back in time, how would he still age faster than, you know, because he's still going to live 70 more years,
right? It's hard to know
regardless
how long he was back in time. How many times did he keep going back in time to relive another life with Peggy and shit?
Dude, we don't even know what the Cap was up to. Like, we all assume he just loved on Peggy Carter for a minute. But
if he could go back in time and do it all again?
Right.
Like, how many times do you think he fucking did it?
How many
before
times
he was just like,
watched her die and,
all right, I'll get old now.
That'd be
just gonna go see Hank Pym real quick.
That'd be torture on yourself to keep doing that over and over.
Maybe
and over again.
Maybe it's a gift that
or
nobody
like,
else gets
hey,
to
I
do.
I get to fucking restart this whole shit and do it all again.
I think he just lived. He would get older each
time. Except for the last time, she was like, "No, I'm not into old dudes."
Right. That's what I'm saying. He's still aging throughout all of that. Like the next time, like the 15th time he does it, and he looks like 75. She's like, "No, I'm not interested anymore."
I think that whole storyline is going to open up, and we'll get some clarity on how that situation works with like Quantumania coming out, and the Universe of Madness coming out. Like,
it's a little strange to me that they had the same thing happen to him, and then you know, Bucky's not aged at all, and Cap's like old as shit. And then the other dude was really old too. So I don't know, unless the other Captain America that they go see.
Isaiah.
He was real old too.
I need to look this guy's name up.
And then like I said, Bucky's like maybe 36 years old. So unless they're trying to say that, you know, something's completely different with Bucky, that there is a Captain America that they've never actually said.
Again, he had a similar thing to Captain America, but it's hard to say how his is different. Maybe his anti-aging properties are just a little bit better.
Look at a picture of that.
I do like Isaiah Bradley.
He's a badass Captain America.
Yeah, he looks bad as fuck, don't he?
Oh, he's jacked, is why.
Well, that's the comic book overdraw. Right.
The muscles on muscles on muscles, right, of comic book art.
I don't know. I mean, I'm stoked about it. I'll watch number 3.
I mean, we'll talk about it next week. I think there's only 8 episodes they're doing of it, but they're very good. They're, like I said, you watch them all together, it's going to be like watching
like mini movies.
A 4-hour movie almost.
I mean, yeah, basically like, If you were a director or an actor or a writer and you had a story to tell, it's like, hey, that's a great story, but we have to condense it down into like a 1.5 to 2 hour block because that's the commercial standard for blockbuster movies. I mean, obviously now they're getting way longer, you know, so those rules are slowly being broken with, you know, 3.5 hour long movies in the actual theater and people sitting for that long and not getting upset about it. But, would you rather have a mini series where it's like, well, it's really the length of like a couple movies and you can tell way more story and, you know, that's what they're doing and they're satisfying people's cravings for, you know, the Marvel and the DC stuff in between the major releases. And
I just hope it doesn't become a lot of fluff. I don't know. I don't know what they have planned. Like, I wish we waited two fucking years
COVID
for it to start.
Screwed everything up, so we don't really know what.
I mean,
is
look
really
at how long WandaVision was, and like there was a lot going on in there. But how much in there did they really reveal that's going to affect the MCU as
the
whole?
The rest.
Well, that's why I think there's going to be a lot of throwaways.
Right. That's what I mean. It's like there's definitely some things that affect the MCU, but it's just to keep people interested and like into the whole culture and things. And
keep your gears grinding.
I mean, there's going to be risk of burnout. I mean, they have developed so many characters that they can do so many different shows and types of shows to try to prevent people from being burned out on it. But
I think that's why Star Wars stuff slowed down.
Absolutely.
Now
yeah, that's
Marvel,
what they said.
So as soon as Marvel slows down, we're going to get all that fucking Star Wars influx again. You know, that's how they're going to keep hitting us with this back and forth, left and rights.
They're owned by the same people.
Black Widow, they pushed that back again, too, didn't they?
No, well, they're going to release it on Disney Plus now.
July 9th,
I think. And movie theaters, I think. They've decided to finally
They're putting on the Disney premiere thing, though.
Which, I mean,
pay 30 bucks for
it's taken so long that I'm not even interested now, to be honest with you. I'll wait for it to come out and watch it now. I'm really not. I'm not interested. It's been taking too long. It's, what, 2 years too late now? I'm just not interested in it.
Well, and that's why we had to wait a long time, too, because
Black Widow's not an exciting
That was supposed to be the first thing we seen again before all these series.
Right, I know. She's just not an exciting character to me. I'm sorry. She's just not. I'm not. I like Captain Marvel.
I didn't know you had hate in your heart for Black Widow.
I don't. She's just not an exciting character to me. She's not.
She fucking died, dude.
Right. It's fine.
It depends. I mean,
I wasn't upset.
I'm going to judge them all independently. Every show is going to be like, just because it's part of the MCU, it's not like, oh, it's automatically awesome. No, if it's not great, I mean, like the first few episodes of WandaVision weren't great. No. It was honest about that.
It's a hard sit.
You know, it finished strong. It picked up pace and everything, but like,
I'm not saying I won't watch Black Widow. I'm just not going to pay money to see Black Widow.
Well, I'm saying it's hit or miss. It could be really good or it could be crap. I'll judge it independently.
Not that I didn't go sit through like the first version of Justice League, and that was a shit horrible movie. Or Green Lantern.
There's really only like two things in the whole Marvel universe that I don't like. And Thor Dark World and Iron Man 3.
I don't like any of the Thor movies except for the newest
one. That's probably the worst for me.
Sorry, Shane.
Them Thor movies are fucking bad.
bad.
I like the first one. I mean, now it's an origin story or whatever, kind of.
No,
I'm a Ragnarok fan. I really do like that one.
I do.
Taika Waititi, awesome. Like the humor he brought to it and everything.
That one's watchable, but the rest of them are bad.
It's. I mean, Thor's personality definitely needed changed. But yeah, like it is a
you
complete.
Gotta, yeah, you got to keep him as an interesting character.
A bad hairpiece.
Remember, like the first time
either.
I seen it was like, this is Thor. This is a lot better than Thor. But.
A really bad hairpiece. That didn't help.
Right, and then for the second one, he had his own.
The bad guys were bad Jews too. I feel like for the movies, they just cheated.
I don't even remember anything about the second one.
They went like Ultimate Thor style for the movie, and then had just the giant robot or whatever from.
That was the first one.
Right, attack the world. And then the second one was about the Dark Elves.
Yeah, the Dark Elves.
And Loki.
Like Loki and where he came from.
He has his arm. And then
Loki dies at the end of that one.
All of them.
But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that was the funny part of the next time he sees him. He's like, I thought you were dead. And he's like, I watched you there. I held you in my arms. Or what does he say?
I don't remember.
Thor talks about it. He's all pissed off that Loki faked his death again.
That's when he's got, is it Matt Damon and somebody else are doing a reversion of Loki and Thor when he's dying or whatever?
Oh, that man. Look, so the
Matt Damon.
Yeah, Love and Thunder, they're having somebody else join, like, somebody else is playing their sister on there that's famous.
I saw that too.
I can't remember who it is.
It's Matt Damon and whoever the other guy that's with him is really famous too. And then there's a bunch of people that have really small bit parts coming up in this other one. And the new Guardians of the Galaxy movie is going to have a bunch of, like, crazy different aliens in it, like the second one, dude. And they're supposed to have a bunch of celebrities or whatever hiding as characters in that one, too, which is, I guess, just because of Star Wars. I guess it's just a cool Hollywood thing to hide.
Sam Neill, I think, was the other person in that scene.
Yeah, Sam Neill.
Yeah, with Matt Damon.
I like Matt Damon. He's a pretty good actor. Them Bourne movies are the shit.
I mean,
wasn't Brad Pitt in there?
No, it's Sam.
No. On Ragnarok.
I'm a big Jeff Goldblum fan.
Oh,
his role as the Grandmaster.
I've seen a meme that says
so weird, but it's so funny. It's just
what's the name of that Jeff fucking Goldblum monkey off of Madagascar? The King Julian. I seen a meme that had Jeff Goldblum and Thor Ragnarok throws off the same vibes as King Julian on Madagascar. And I couldn't stop thinking about that.
I like in that movie when he's sitting in the chair and all the crazy lights are coming at him. He thinks he's going to die. And it all stops and there's a room of people sitting around. And he's like, oh my God. That shit was really funny. But
it was pretty funny.
So I don't know. Is there anything else that...
I mean, there's...
out there in the world of nerdish world news that anyone knows about?
All kinds of little things going on. A couple additions with the Black Adam movie, you know, The Rock. There was a post about they showed the first page. He read the first page or whatever, and it's like some quote that they have for the
great one
for the movie.
I'm not even that familiar with Black Adam. He's the bad guy, right?
He's Shazam's bad guy. But he was.
Why are we getting a Black Adam movie?
He was also on the Justice Society, I believe, of America at one point, which is the old school version of like the Justice League.
Okay.
And then, like, he leaves because he doesn't, like, agree with their ways and values. Like you've seen the Shazam movie?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
The extra chair that's over there.
Right.
Like, that's his chair. But it's unexplained why he's not there. This movie's supposed to explain where he's been, and then they're going to bring Shazam and him together.
I'll say, so it's kind of like a sequel to Shazam.
There's a cartoon that's Shazam and Superman versus Black Adam.
Yeah, I've seen that.
They were wanting to do that movie with Henry Cavill as Superman, but now that he's not going to be Superman anymore, I don't know.
So it took Shazam and Superman to fight Black Adam?
Right.
Like, that's how powerful or strong whatever he is?
That's what,
I mean, I'm excited for it.
He's
like,
a god,
I'm a fan of The Rock, so like,
I didn't think I was gonna like Shazam, and
I like that movie a lot. So, but I don't know. I think it'll be. It's The Rock.
Oh, apparently there's gonna be a character in the movie called Dr. Fate.
Yeah, Dr. Fate.
Pierce Brosnan joins the cast.
Dr. Fate's not really a good guy or a bad guy. So I mean, he's out for his own agenda.
Right,
but.
Fucking bringing
in
James Bond to play Dr.
Fate,
right?
Yeah, he'll probably just be a voice. I wouldn't imagine he doesn't ever take the helmet off.
Yeah.
So if he does, then the dude that's inside of him is free and get away. And Dr. Fate, when he chooses somebody, like that's your eternity. So he keeps that body until they become too old and they die. Basically, like he would pick you at like 21 years old and then keep you until you were dirt, like a decrepit old man, and then would leave you right before you die, pick somebody else. I don't know, like he has to choose you and you have to choose him type of situation. It's almost like a Venom-ish.
I bet they show his face at some point, though. I feel like hire Pierce Brosnan unless you plan on showing his face.
In the comic books,
does he have just a good enough voice to play
Vin
the
Diesel
character?
Says three fucking words, and you don't ever see his face in Marvel.
Vin Diesel. In the comic books, though, and some of the cartoons that Dr. Fate's in, they'll do a thing where it shows like the inside of his helmet, and then like the dude who's in there will be in there, but
maybe even just to reveal who he is right before he dies or something, you know, like I feel like you'll see his
face. It might switch to a different person at the end or something.
But I feel like we've been waiting for Black Adam way longer than we've been waiting for Black Widow.
Yeah, for 4 or 5 years they've been talking about it. Yeah. Maybe longer than that. I know The Rock's been attached to it forever.
The Rock's been pumped about it forever.
And, you know, he bought it or whatever because he wanted his $7 production to do
it. I'm not very excited about Rock joining another franchise, though.
He ruined what?
G.I. Joe. Fast and Furious.
G.I. Joe ruined G.I. Joe.
Fast and Furious might be his fault.
He's the fucking franchise killer, dude. WWE up again for a minute.
The first G.I. Joe movie was terrible compared to the second off. One.
Huh?
They said the first G.I. Joe movie is trash compared to the
kill
second
off
one.
No, dude.
Bad thing about the second G.I. Joe
Shannon
movie.
Tatum wasn't there.
As they killed everybody remade the whole thing.
I'm pissed too. About it, dude, because they kill fucking Duke.
They showed him on the cover, and you're like, oh, and then like he's gone immediately.
You don't kill Duke.
And you're trying to say it's the better of the two.
It is.
No, fuck no.
The first one's a comedy movie. It's a horrible, horrible comedy version.
I like the first one better.
I love the first one. I mean, I get it that it's more serious or whatever, but
they had more characters from the TV show or the cartoon and the comic book than the first one. They are making a third one.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Pull it up, find it.
On that same topic of adding characters to the DC universe, Billy Crudup plays Flash's father in Justice League, and he's being replaced by Ron Livingstone.
Is that because it's not the same universe anymore?
I don't know. It doesn't. There's no real explanation, I guess, that. I don't know. They don't say.
A third G.I. Joe, Ever Vigilant, has been confirmed to be in development with a spinoff film centered around Snake Eyes to also be released. Fuck
you.
They've
been talking about that since like 2010.
It said 2021, right? Fucking there is when the fucking article was dropped. So fuck you.
I mean, the thing about The Flash that I'm most excited about is that they're going to have a Michael Keaton version of the Batman.
Fuck that movie. If it doesn't have the reverse Flash, then it's fucking bullshit.
I don't think he's going to be in it, Clint.
Fuck that movie, then.
Ben Affleck's going to be in it again, but...
Oh, boy.
Michael Keaton's going to
fucking Ben Affleck.
Well, you're going to get to see the Michael Keaton Batman again.
I won't pay shit for it unless it's on HBO
Max.
Well, I mean,
I'm kind of out if Michael Keaton's the original Batman, because he should probably just play Thomas Wayne if they're doing the Flashpoint Paradox story, but...
He might be.
Well, I mean, that's the only way it's kind of acceptable. I'm in the fuck that movie too thing if he doesn't play Thomas Wayne. And then Martha Wayne's the Joker. He can't just be like, hey, we're in the 1989 universe.
No, he said he's going to be like a mean, grizzled Batman, so I'm thinking that he's going to end up being
Tom. HBO Max needs to give him a series, the Batman Beyond series, and just keep him out of the movies.
Fuck that movie. It's not going to be any good. And not because Ezra Miller. I thought they did a good job with him in the Snyder Cut. If they continue on with that story of him being able to, you know, go through time and do all that shit, it'll look real cool. Be a lot of neat graphics. But you know what other movies had neat graphics? Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer had some neat graphics in it. And what happened to that movie? It was shit. The new Fantastic Four movie had some good fucking graphics in it.
Did it?
It was shit. Right?
Had like an hour of exposition and...
Green Lantern had some really good...
The CGI, yeah, I agree. The Rise of Silver Surfer, like, visually and everything was, like, I enjoyed it. But, yeah, I agree with you.
Green Lantern, awesome effects. Shit, horrible movie.
I love the Green Lantern movie.
Wolverine Origins, shit, horrible movie, great effects.
Terrible. Wait. Expand.
On Wolverine Origins?
No. Dick just said he loves the Green Lantern movie.
Dude,
we've never talked about that.
It's Ryan Reynolds. Like, how can you not like? It's Ryan Reynolds. It's Green Lantern. Like, what is? How so have we never talked about
Dick's love for the fucking, worst movie?
It's the fucking Green Lantern origin story.
It's not like, good. The only good part in the whole movie is when he's on the planet and getting.
I've watched that movie in like four different versions. It's the same as any of the fucking origin stories that are thrown out there for the Green Lantern. Plus Ryan Reynolds.
I would almost take the Hulk movie with Eric Bana over that Green Lantern.
You think that Ang Lee's fucking Hulk is better than Ryan Reynolds and fucking Green Lantern?
I do.
Dude.
I do.
I knew I had something when I heard what you said. I didn't think that he heard it.
Is Hulk getting angry?
Yeah, no. Hulk's getting way excited. And we're going to have to. The more excited that I get, the angrier, the stronger I get, the more defensible.
It was a terrible fucking movie and a bad depiction of the Green Lantern. They should be ashamed of themselves.
What's so terrible about it?
Was Sinestro and Kilowog. Those were the only two things.
What was really terrible about it?
It was a very just badly. They did the same thing they did with the Silver Surfer. The Silver Surfer.
The Four Horsemen,
yeah. No, the Fantastic Four movies. They just Hollywooded it up and overproduced it, and then they turned the dude into a giant parallax into a giant storm. He's a giant storm. And then the choosing of the bad guy for the movie, the dude with the giant brain, is not good.
Way too unfamiliar of a bad guy.
You could tell that like they let Ryan Reynolds like probably go and do like a bunch of versions of scenes.
Influenced a little bit too much.
And then they were like, well, this is too dark sounding, or this is too rated R, or this is too this. So they picked out like the most PG versions of him saying shit that they could.
You wanted a gritty reboot of fucking...
No, I don't want any type...
It's called Deadpool and Deadpool 2.
I'd rather just be a new Green Lantern movie, no Ryan Reynolds at all. We don't need...
We don't need
the Van Wilder comedy to go with it. You just don't. Like, Hal Jordan's not a comedic shtick guy like that in the comic books anyway. You don't do that shit, man. It's too much. It was just sad to watch.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, any of the DC things, he's the comedy fucking... Dude, he's making wild shit with his fucking rings to, like, smash people in a hilarious way. Totally fits Ryan Reynolds.
No. Not as Hal Jordan. Maybe it's like Kyle Rayner or somebody different.
I don't know anybody else but Hal Jordan. There's like John Stewart.
Seven Green Lanterns that are on Earth now or some shit. But I don't know. Just Hal Jordan's way more serious Green Lantern than that. And
I don't think that he isn't in anything else. What is he serious in? Name one thing he's serious in.
Ryan Reynolds in general?
Comic book? No, Hal Stewart. He's the comedy fucking fodder in every single DC PG-13. Yeah.
No.
Yes, he is.
John Stewart. Aquaman's usually the fucking point that everybody makes fun of. The fish guy. He talks to fish.
Just like in The Boys. He's the fucking...
He's usually not the deep is because he's terrible. The
comedy backbone.
It's Aquaman. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's... Black and white version of the Snyder Cut got released too. So if anybody's out there looking to watch it in black and white for their artsy love for movies,
Has anybody come out and said why they're putting it out in black and white?
It's for good times.
If you like,
it's a director's cut. Of course, they still have to. They didn't artsy it up enough with their fucking lame music. They had to artsy it up even more by removing all the color.
You know what I would do for that? I would remove all the color from the movie except from the Easter eggs. Stick them out like a motherfucker. That way people could see them.
Just
and then,
shut up.
And then know you. Oh, fuck your internet.
If they were like, if it was black and white and like in every scene there was something like of color, like they did like
Sin City.
Too artsy.
Nah.
Sin City is terrible.
It's just boring. Yeah, just. You can adjust the settings on your TV if you want to watch it in fucking black and white. Like, you don't have to release that shit.
Black and white, but Wonder Woman is in red.
Right. I couldn't do Sin City, like, man. That shit's way too much for me.
I don't think I'm gonna watch the black and white version.
I'm tempted just to say that I did, but I don't think
maybe I'll watch like the last hour of it. Maybe
if it comes out on like Blu-ray and I buy it on Blu-ray and then there's a black and white version on there also, maybe one day I'll fuck up and put the wrong disc in and then I'll be too lazy to take it out and switch it over and I'll watch it that way. But I doubt that I ever watched it in black and white. The black and white movies went out in what, like 1970 something? 60?
It's bad enough they cut the sides of the fucking movie off. Now they're going to remove the color too.
It's in black and white.
I'm
with you. I think we should get the silent.
Motherfuckers just, how shit terrible can we make this and just consider it art?
How's CGI look in black and white, you think? Better or worse?
Probably better considering the CGI that's in some of that.
Well, that's why it's in 4:3. But So other than that, I don't think there's too much other like entertainment. Once again, I think we're at that point in the United States where we're waiting for things to open back up before they start releasing more content for us to be able to, you know, enjoy at the movie theaters and at home. And
I think you're right. I think Star Wars is going to be the big.
Well, they had, what, like 12 or 13 shows slated for the whole next year? So give us 6 months and that's all it's going
to
be, probably.
I'm like tired of reading all the shit that Disney's announced. Like I've forgotten half of it.
I don't pay too close attention to it.
It makes your eyes go cross.
Just give me the finished product. I don't really care.
We got, what is it, 1 week till Godzilla King Kong comes out?
Yes, and they finally put the 2014 Godzilla on HBO Max, and I sat through that.
Did you? It's bad. Isn't it?
I didn't know Pietro and Wanda were fucking banging in it.
Yeah, that's kind of strange, isn't it? You switch that, and you go over to watch Age of Ultron like a week later. They're brother and sister, so it's kind of strange.
It's terrible, though.
I tried to tell you, Bryan Cranston couldn't even save it, and he was the greatest actor in the world at that time. Breaking Bad had ended, and he was just shit everywhere.
I didn't even finish it. Like,
you didn't have to.
Angie went to bed and. Deke was like not interested in Mark. I'm just gonna turn this off.
Like they make Godzilla in the background character in that movie. Yeah, and it made no sense at all. I was like, what are you guys?
When you're really hyped and Godzilla is just a very small part of the movie, it's like, all right, that was dumb.
But so they dropped another trailer for Godzilla versus Kong.
No, I didn't see it.
It shows quite a bit of like action scenes with. Fucking Kong just going to town, beating up Godzilla. And Godzilla,
so your prediction is Kong's going to win or to Godzilla?
Yeah, I think so. I think Kong's going to win, right?
Who you got?
I got to go Godzilla, man. I mean, like, when you can just recharge yourself with nuclear power and stuff.
They have the new trailer, like,
if
has
Godzilla drags
fucking
Kong under the water, it's over. So
that's kind of what I was
the
thinking.
New trailer had Godzilla with like some gigantic fucking hammer thing as Godzilla went into blue nuclear mode and like the hammer was like absorbing all of Godzilla's fucking nuclear power bullshit.
Sounds like it's getting looking a little like Power Rangers for me, buddy.
I mean, it's going to be written to where it's fair. Ambiguous. Like you're not going to want to. They're not going to want you to think. Yeah, exactly. Like they're both going to get their shots in. Each side's fans are going to have moments where they cheer. Like it's like. And then it's going to be fucking either ambiguous at the end or a winner by a judge's decision or, you know, some bullshit like that. Like, nobody's actually going to fucking take the other down, I don't think.
I kind of hope Voltron shows up and fucking kills everybody.
Or the very obvious answer is that they're going to team up against a greater opponent.
Well, so the trailer showed our first looks at Mechagodzilla.
Oh, they're going with Mechagodzilla, huh? Well, the Ghidorah head then, huh?
Like they start fighting or whatever, and I think the humans release Mechagodzilla to try to get them both to stop fighting.
Did you ever go back and watch through the credits like I told you on that one, the second one?
Which one's the second one?
Godzilla, King of Monsters.
Of Monsters or whatever. Yeah.
It shows Charles Dance with the giant Ghidorah head, and you just stand there looking at it, and then it cuts off. That's where the Mechagodzilla comes from.
I sent you guys the that Red Band trailer for the Suicide Squad coming out. What'd you guys think of that?
I think it looks good. I think it's deceiving, though, because I think that trailer you sent us shows, like, a couple scenes of them doing a mission.
I love when they roll up and they're like, we're here to save you, and she's all fucked up. Like, oh, you're coming to save me?
But like I said, I think that's deceiving, though, because from what I read, there's a bunch of villains in this movie, and that was only, like, maybe six. So I'm wondering if, like, there's more than one mission that takes place, or if something happens on that mission and a shitload of them die and they have to replace them all before the next mission.
Or
you know,
it costs more money to re-sign people to a sequel so they couldn't afford to bring as many
so
people
back. So
they
bring in John Cena?
No. Like,
I love every part about it except the parts that John Cena's in.
I think he's going to die in it. Honestly,
I mean,
he's going to be the beefcake comedy relief.
James Gunn put out.
They have
a
fucking show, or like he's filming a show spinoff right now of it.
Right,
like,
but it could be a prequel.
Whatever.
As to how he joined the Suicide Squad. It could be a prequel as to how he ended up on the Suicide Squad.
I feel like they would only do that if they thought his performance was good enough. Like, even before the movie's released, if they're like, he's really funny, like, let's just immediately start, you know, producing something.
I bet you they kill everybody from the first movie, including them extra guys, the polka dot guy and John Cena and Pete Davidson, all at the beginning of the movie. I bet you they all fucking die. I bet you the only people that live are Idris Elba and Harley Quinn.
And
I bet Rick Flagg even dies.
Who is So he like supposed to be Deadshot or something? Is he Will Smith's replacement?
He's like the B version of Deadshot that they made for the DC universe. Hmm. He's just another like basically Deadshot
What's
character.
His name? I don't even know the name on that.
He says Blood it in the trailer, but I can't remember. I think it's something like that. I can't remember. But basically he's just a replacement for that character instead of just getting Deadshot and replacing him with a whole other character.
Is that next after what? No, Mortal Kombat's next after Godzilla.
I don't know about that one. Yeah, I think the action's going to be good, but the story so far to me is kind of silly. Tattoos makes you the one chosen for the tournament. Fuck out of here.
I'm excited about
tournament.
All the
tournament's just a tournament to the death. Whoever wins is for the fucking save the realm of fucking the world.
If their finishers aren't close to what they are in the video games.
Did you see the video of dude crushing the guy's skull with his bare hands? I think they're going to be close to the ones on the video game. When you see a babality, someone turns someone into a baby and shit. Or a friendship. All the goofy shit they did? Probably not. But I do hope to see somebody's spine get ripped out. Because that was a big thing in the first game when it came out.
Reach in and pull your spine out.
That was like one of the big fatalities in the original first game was you pulled the spine out or whatever. And I remember there being a huge deal about, we got to ban this Mortal Kombat game because you can rip people's spine out.
They tried
when
to
they
get
kill
it all
them
shut
shit.
Down and everything.
And that was a big deal, man. I mean,
video games cause violence.
It was in the back of every comic book. You get done reading the comic book in the back, they'd have the Mortal Kombat symbol and the dude would be down there having the whole fucking spine in his hand and shit. So, I mean, I guess. Seeing that in the back of a comic for a little kid could be maybe be kind of shocking, I suppose. But so anyway, about what 2-3 weeks ago now, we were all sitting around and bullshitting here in the old clamshell, and I said, you know what we should do? I said we should go to round one because it's open back up and go play at the arcade just because to get out, play some video games, fuck around a little bit, and then. Dick was like, well, you know where we could go? And then we started talking about the arcade that we went to, and was it McLean, right?
Oh, yeah, the Route 66
right.
Museum.
And we were talking about maybe going museum. There and just to play video games and fuck around, and then Zach was like, no, this is what we should do, and started talking about the Galloping Ghost, and then it just went through down a whole, like... rabbit hole of, all right, we got to go get to this fucking place and play these games as soon as we can.
So yeah, I mean, I've been to this place a few times. I was familiar with it because I used to live up in the area, but up there in Brookfield is a retro arcade called Galloping Ghost. It opened like back in 2010 with like 130-something arcades, and since then it's grown to like they've got over 800 games.
There's a little controversy with that number with you.
Yeah, well, that's how many games they list on their website. I don't know if they actually, you know, have that many cabinets in play inside the place at that time, because I mean we were there and it just didn't seem like there was 800. I mean, it's expanded since the first time that I went there, and there's a lot in there, but I'm not going to like go around and count everything, but I feel like there's just no way you could get to 800 in that space that we were in. But either way, they've got a crap load of games, all retro arcade, you know, the rare vintage, and they're mostly in good condition. You know, sometimes you get one where joysticks messed up, some of them were out of order, you know, but
all the games that I was excited to go up there to play.
All of them? Every single one?
All of the ones that I would like. So the ones that I played in Aladdin's Castle back in the day, they were all broke. Terminator 2, Judgment Day, car with the two guns. Like you're driving and shooting at the same time and a dude sitting next to you
shooting. That one was at Aladdin's Castle?
Yeah.
Okay. We found that Silent Hill game we thought was going to be real sweet, and we went inside the box and the guns were completely cut off. Yeah. And we were like, oh.
I know.
So hopefully they get that one fixed. We go back there again and play that one. That one was like a shit. But
yeah.
I had a lot of fun, man. I had outside of you like fighting games, I had almost every single type of fighting game. Every single Mortal Kombat plus Mortal Kombat 3, like the ultimate version of it.
Yep.
It's like all the downloaded characters or
all the Street Fighter. I mean, you name it, like 800.
We put out like an 8-hour shift into that place.
Oh, dude, my legs were tired by the time I went.
Yeah, I mean, we got there, you know, fairly early, and then we were there. It's open till 2 a.m. So this place is open 365 days a year from like 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. the next morning. And it's $20 to get in, and it's unlimited play. So, you know, you're not paying with cards or quarters or any, you know, crap like that. They give you a receipt. You can leave. You can come back. You can do whatever you want. That's your receipt for the day for your $20. And
it's a really good deal. You get a lot of value for that $20.
So much. Like, there's so much that you could just walk. We walked around for 8 hours. Like, it's like ADHD paradise.
I think the first 10
minutes. Like, oh, we'll play at the video game. There's another one right here.
Yeah, you pick this one, and it's like, oh, this one's starting to get a little bit hard. Okay, I'm going to play that one instead.
Yeah, it's nostalgia overload. It is really, like, the lights, the sounds, like, it takes you back to, you know.
I love that it's just like in a strip mall. Right there.
Yeah,
like
it's just right on the side of the Ogden Avenue, Route 66.
It's hot as fuck in there, like an arcade.
Only half of it.
One side was cold, one side was warm.
And it's really, like you said, it was like you walk in there and it's like you walk into like an old 80s, like retro arcade style, the way it's all set up, shouldered. I mean, it wasn't shoulder to shoulder, but like,
I mean,
it
would
be.
The aisles are narrow, so you gotta like squeeze past people sometimes. And you know, everybody's like wearing masks and everything, obviously for COVID protocols and whatever, but it's so much fun.
It was a good time. Everybody in there was in a good mood. Nobody was like being super off about having to be next to anybody or pissy
rowdy
or
nothing.
It was a good time.
It was fairly slow, I guess. I've been there many times where it's been busier, but you know, it wasn't crazy busy. And it's such a big place that like, even if it got crazy busy, there's always something to play. You know, they have got so many games. Yeah. Like, there's going to be a game open. You might have to wait for the one that you were hoping to play because it's popular.
I might have to sit there for 8 hours and wait for somebody to get the fuck off the Aliens game.
Right, right. Like, I did. But.
Yeah, I did. Oh, my God. That guy loves this game.
And then I sat down there and I played it till one gun quit working. And I put it up and I grabbed the other one when it went to fucking... I died and had 30 seconds. And I mean, like, this gun's not working. Even the little thing popped up and said something about port. And I was like, fuck this gun. I split it over and I grabbed the other gun and hit start and started shooting with it.
On these cabinets, they got little red buttons anytime, you know, that simulate putting in a quarter or whatever. So you just add your lives and like, it's unlimited continue. So if there's a game that you like, you know, some of them, you know, the older ones like Donkey Kong and stuff like that, like you got to start right back over. But a lot of the newer ones, like just if there's a possibility of a continue in the game, you can just keep continuing. So like it allows you to get a lot further in these games and like
than we ever.
Yeah, like I just get to keep fucking going, keep going, keep going. I mean, it takes a little bit of the challenge out of it, but it's still
I got to see the end of the game, the games a lot that I didn't. I have the money for when I was getting like $10 and I got the
level
3.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way I'm making it to this game.
And that's
cool this part of the game.
That's a cool part about a place like that is you do have the ability to sit there and beat it all the way to the end because there's some games where you pumped fucking $50 into and got three levels in and then it was like I'm broke for the rest of the day and the week as a matter of fact.
Right. And this place is legit. They've got like on the top of every machine they have a card where they update high scores. Not just of that game but like the world high score, like what I think the world high score is, the U.S. high score, and then what the Galloping Ghost high score is on top of every machine because people actually come in, and I think you have to let them know you're going to do it, but you let them know, hey, I'm going to come in on this day at this time, and I'm going to attempt to break a record. And then somebody kind of watches and everything, and then you know if somebody breaks it, then they update the little card on top of the thing. And it's like this is where serious retro gamers go to practice, and they have competitions and tournaments on these – you know, the different cabinets, and it's a legit place.
My favorite games were the ones that, so like most of the games we grew up with and everything is, you know, either two or four or six buttons and a joystick. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't, and there's a lot of different examples of games that are older than me growing up
before
with arcades
our time,
and stuff that like have a mechanical component to it.
Yeah, all the gimmicks that they tried to, you know, make a game kind of rare and like.
That was the first game that we got there, whatever. You couldn't see the laser. Like, we're all shooting, and I'm like, hey, look through the little...
Yeah. But get down on your freaking knees and look through this little thing. There's little lasers that actually show you where to shoot at.
Well, I wondered why, you know, there's three of them. The one in the middle's higher. The two are on the outside. And then there was a stool, and, like, we're all kind of standing there, and we're like, you can see the shots going, like, exploding on the screen. But if you looked down into this little viewer on the actual gun, it looked like Star Wars, you know, lasers being fired from, you know... spaceship or whatever, and like you get to follow the line. It looked way cooler that way. And then we sat there and played it for a long time because it was really cool.
The I turned on Pong. What, that game is hard. Like the original version of Pong, like that game is hard as shit with the little turn dials or whatever.
Yep.
The hologram game? I've never seen that before.
I was going to say that. Me and you came across that hologram game. You came and got me, and we played like a little fighting hologram game, and it screwed with our eyes real bad,
it's
man.
It's weird.
I only played like 30 seconds before I got busy.
There's two of them there, and the way they projected on there, it makes it look like it's happening live in front of you, like, and you're looking down into it rather than like up at a screen.
But it's kind of screwy.
Just the reflections of how they do the holograms.
And I wonder why kids have seizures playing video games. Like,
I spent the most time on the two games that I played the most were, I sat down and I played Donkey Kong for quite a while. I'm a big fan of that game. And my favorite cabinet arcade game, retro arcade game, is Galaga. And I'll sit there and play Galaga for quite a while. What got a little bit frustrating with Galaga was the fire button was a little bit worn out. So, like, you couldn't get the speed of the firing that you needed to. So
I was disappointed a couple times in the night. But like, the Mario, I've never played Mario Kart in an arcade game.
Right. That's an actual sit-down Mario Kart game.
Item button didn't work. You can't throw anything in Mario Kart.
Couldn't red shell nobody. You were pissed.
By the way, what place did you get in that race?
I didn't even finish.
You got up and left?
I stopped and was tapping the item button like a...
I sat down to play it, right? And he goes, "Ain't worth it, man. Item box don't work." And I said, "That's all right. I'm going to get first anyway." He goes, "No, you ain't." And walked away. But you know what I did? I got first in that. You know why? Because I'm a Mario Kart god. I got the title of my house.
I haven't played Mario Kart in a couple of years because of Clint.
I hold it steady. Mario Kart.
When I first moved back down here, they had a belt.
We still got it. It's at my house. No one can beat me for it.
Like, a lot of people used to play for it. And then, like, it just became me and Clint and Shunk.
Now I've upgraded to...
Me and Shunk couldn't beat him for, like, a year and a half, and we all stopped playing, and now he can't shut the fuck up about it.
But I see, now I've upgraded. I've upgraded to Switch now, though, so I've been on Switch.
You've been playing Mario Kart on Switch?
Oh, buddy. For my birthday 2 years ago, my kid got me a controller so I can hook it up to the big TV and play it on a big controller, not one of the little tiny ones. So, yeah.
I've never played Mario Kart past 64.
That's shit. You actually fly.
I played the Wii one quite a bit too.
You actually fly in this one, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I have played the one on the Switch like once or twice, and it takes a little bit to get used to.
You can use motorcycles, four wheelers, race cars. We'll hook it up at the house sometime. We can play it. It's just that you'll have to use one of the. We need like the little tiny controllers on the sides. It's kind of uncomfortable, but it's fun though.
I got small hands.
I was thinking about getting one, so
you can get online and
because then there's a bunch of different types. Obviously, they got the small controllers, but then you can hook up like
mine looks like an Xbox controller.
Yeah, exactly.
We can get online and play though against each other, and like from house to house, or you can bring it to my house and we can link them.
Link them up, yeah.
And we can all play Mario Kart, and it's maybe someone can take the belt from me after all these years.
I feel like
Bruno Sammartino with it because I just can't lose. You know what I'm saying?
And honestly had it for like 5 years.
Even the Booker man can't take it from me. That's how long I've had the shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't lose. But speaking of wrestling, you had a beef with the wrestling games.
My ADHD was so, like, had me all over the place that I, like, the first 3 hours I could find no wrestling games. Turns out there's three WWF games, which Superstars, WrestleMania, and Royal Rumble.
It was Royal Rumble or WrestleZone or something.
That was it. One. Those are all awesome games. So then it got me excited about, like, oh, there's other games in here that I'm missing. There's got to be some other thing. Because we had watched that video on, the Nintendo games that were, like, made in Japan and had American wrestlers and Japanese and were completely renamed, but it was supposed to be, like, Bruiser Brody and everything. Mm. I was, like, I had that in mind, like, oh, maybe this cheap-ass wrestling game right here is one of those. So I started going through. There's, like, four non-WWE wrestling games in the place that, like, I don't know. I didn't notice any of the characters or anything, but I had a good time looking. Like,
yeah, you was playing Hulk Hogan on that one, but you pointed it out.
Oh, yeah, that's Hulk Hogan.
You said, "Here, use that. Use that. That's who I was being, Hulk Hogan. Use that." And I said, "Nah, I'm good." I had to set up Final Fight style, that wrestling game there.
They're fun, though.
Yeah. I played that Punisher and Nick Fury game for quite a while by myself. So we took off for a little while.
That one was kind of violent.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. Shooting people.
I feel like the Marvel to DC ratio is way off in that place, though.
Yeah, there wasn't as many DC, but there really isn't that many DC games like that. Where there was a Superman game and a Batman game.
That's
like
a Batman Forever.
But they were super old Superman. It's like a really super old Superman game from like Nintendo like era style, not like Death of Superman style.
I feel like the Marvel games were more popular because of like X-Men and stuff.
DC, the thing that was going on. DC in the 90s wasn't, I don't think, as like the death of Superman was the biggest thing that they had.
Batman the Animated Series.
As far but video game wise, I mean
blockbuster films.
Yeah, but video game wise and cartoon wise, like the X-Men franchise had that cornered.
Yeah, Spider-Man. Well, we had the whole Capcom, like six of the Marvel games are Capcom
I had Batman Forever for the Sega Genesis.
And Acclaim. I know Marvel has Acclaim. They signed better deals than DC. I mean, like I said, in the 90s, DC really only had, other than the Batman Animated Series, was the Death of Superman comic book.
Yeah.
And that Death of Superman video game that came off the comic book. Yeah, so like
Marvel had a lot, way more going on.
Right. They sold all that. Because they sold their franchises out right around that time. If you think about it, they sold the Fantastic Four and the Hulk and all the commodities off and made a bunch of money. So they made a bunch of video games.
And I know
that they weren't smart.
Marvel versus Capcom or whatever was like a pretty successful series of games. I think there was like six of those games there.
They got really popular.
Even if the joysticks were broken.
There's a Wolverine's Adamantium Rage was one that was in particularly fun, but that was a long time ago when I was a young boy. Good times.
The helicopter game, the mechanical helicopter. I don't think you guys played it, man.
No, I didn't play that one.
I got my fat ass up there and like was, dude, like the mechanical part of the game made the whole thing swinging like 180 degrees on this fucking thing with the joystick.
They had a bunch of different games like that where like you turn the wheel and like. And these are older. These are not newer things that you would see like Dave and Buster's these days. These are like old vintage arcade games, but they had motors in them, and they would swing you from side to side while you were playing
the game.
That thing
was literally just the joystick with like metal bars around. Like that whole thing was mechanical.
Right.
Like it was
at one point in time of the night, Zach showed me some. It was like a little truck or something. I got in. I was driving, and it was going side to side. And I'm going side to side, and I'm laughing, giggling to myself and shit. And I look over, and I see you two in the corner with the fucking fire hoses fighting fire. And I see you both all bent down holding these fire hoses like they're heavy as shit, and I just started laughing so hard, man. I couldn't handle it. I was laughing so hard. You guys were up there trying to hold them fire hoses up. Fucking,
it's a firefighting game where there's two people and you hold the hose and you just go around and put out fires. So we pick up.
It was so funny.
You can
spray,
or you can have a thick stream.
Yeah, you can control it.
It was good, man. I just looked over and you guys were both over there getting down on fires trying to.
It's a game with morals, Clint.
I was laughing so hard.
Unlike every other game.
What was it, snowmobile game that was blowing fan down on you and everything?
Oh, yeah. It was very it's interesting. It vibrated a lot.
It was kind of a break because it was so hot on the
Arctic Thunder. Called. Yeah. And I mean, I remember that game, but this was a version of it.
I bet you do.
No,
sitting there and Zach says, hey, man, you got to come play this game now.
No,
it was a nice break from the heat.
No, I remember the actual Arctic Thunder game, but this was a version where you sat on. The old one that I remembered was just like a little wheel and a joystick thing off to the side. But this one you actually sat on and like it vibrated and everything when you got to the bumpy parts. Serious. But then there's when you hit the turbo, there's a fan up in front of you and it just blows this fan
really
in your face.
Cold, dude.
And so we're over here kind of warm and stuff. I'm like, dude, sit down and play this. It'll cool you off. just hit that turbo.
That
dude.
Seat got intense a couple times though. Jesus Christ.
I enjoyed it.
I was Scorpion on Mortal Kombat 2. Versus Zach.
Oh, I went 4-0 in Mortal Kombat, just to point out.
Yeah, he whipped my ass.
Could beat me.
I was using powers and everything.
I got flawless victory against him.
I was real pumped that I remembered Backpack B for Scorpion, though.
Yeah, he was doing it, too.
After he told me, he's like, Dick said it's like Backpack B, and I was like, oh, yeah, he fucking just reminded me. It didn't matter, he still beat me.
I was Shang Tsung, and I changed into Reptile. I'm not sure how I did that, but I was just whipping ass. I don't know. I played Mortal Kombat a lot.
I don't really like it in arcade style, because the buttons are 100 miles apart on a pad.
It's kind of tough, yeah.
They have the six buttons.
With the block.
It's hard to,
I think four of them do the same.
I was trying to look down like, oh, fuck, that's kick, that's punch. And then I look up and Zach's like, flawless victory. And I'm like, God damn it.
Fuck.
It's Sunday. Sorry I said that.
It's Sunday.
It's better to swear here than at church, Clint.
I know, but I didn't go today so I have to repent just a little bit, right? Sorry I said that. Might be. It just came out.
You went to your real Mecca last night.
I did.
We had a holy pilgrimage to Brookfield.
When we were drinking some daddy sodas too in between, we had to take some little breaks.
It's a happy place, man, for people like us. The nostalgia,
I was trying to be a barbecue snob while we were up there, and Zach wouldn't let that happen.
Oh,
took us
good
to
barbecue,
badass barbecue. Place.
I was challenged to. He was like, "Take me something that I can't have anywhere else. No chains or nothing. I want some hole in the wall kind of type place." And this place isn't really a hole in the wall. It's a good size, but I was like, I mean, you have.
taste for barbecue because I know of a place that has really good barbecue. And yeah, Dick's like, oh, I was in Kansas City.
I spent a lot of time in Kansas City. Mm-hmm.
I've had all kinds of barbecue, and it's I'm like, I wasn't we'll go to this place. Like, it's a kind of, you know, mom and pop type place. It's a good size, but it's called Uncle Bub's. It's in Westmont, and we hit it up, and I'll let the food speak for itself, man. Order some food.
It was delicious.
It was. I mean, nice pulled pork sandwich. Only beef I got with the places. They was out of motherfucking
out of peach
cobbler.
Peach cobbler. I wanted peach cobbler so bad. I was so full, but I was still going to eat some peach cobbler.
Tried to save it with a root beer float.
It was
no peach cobbler.
Yeah, it was sad.
Like, yeah, that's soul crushing.
It was the pulled pork was really good. The whole meal was really good. And then I was like, cobbler.
Dick and I were really fat about it. And then we got three meat plates. You know, like my bill was like $30-something.
Tips, ends, and ribs.
Yeah, I got burnt ends, and I got brisket, and I got some baby back ribs, and just it's all so good with some baked beans and.
Do that cornbread
thing. Cornbread biscuit thing, man.
It was a shit. Can I tell you what I hated about the trip the most?
Yeah.
So we get to the fucking hotel, and I'm telling them the whole time, like, dude, two king beds has to be. Like, that's what I voted.
You guys
two
bet on two, didn't you?
And I looked at air mattresses this week, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I bet this place, they've got rollaways. We'll just get there. Maybe I'll call ahead and just request a rollaway.
No, all we have is two full beds, no rollaways.
No rollaways.
They're all we used.
And I could have gone and gotten an air mattress, but we really wanted to get to the arcade. And we knew once we got to the arcade, we wouldn't be back till late. So
long story short, fucking Clint. I had to try not to fart on him all fucking night.
Yeah. So we get in there. We get in there and I'm expecting, you know, just three men, two beds, and it's like, all right, we're going to draw straws. We're going to Rochambeau. We're going to do something here to make this fair. And Clint and Dick just kind of volunteered, like, no, we'll sleep on the same bed. We don't even care. And I'm like, well, all right, guys, thanks. I'll take this bed all by myself then, and you guys can have your little love session over in the other
I don't
bed.
Think it was quite like that. It was like, honestly, it was like no, we're good. We can go get an air mattress, blah, blah. Like, no, we really got to get there. Like, no, me and Clint grew up poor. We can fucking sleep in the same bed together. But
it's a small bed for two big grown ass men.
But this motherfucker was modeling and shit for me in it. Like,
yeah, he got into sleepwear and was feeling himself a little bit.
Shit.
This motherfucker, I'm trying to put the Roku up to the TV and get my phone plugged in and everything. Clint's already fucking laying down, has a pillow between
Put a pillow between us to keep us separate. I don't want him touching.
So I'm trying to, like, be quiet. Like, all the shit's still tucked in underneath the mattress and everything. And I'm trying to be, like, nice. And, like, Clint's already covered up. And I go to, like, rip the thing back. And he's, like, just sitting there with his hands behind his back, his feet crossed, like, modeling for me. We fucking died like 20 minutes. We just sat there. Zach's over there like, what the fuck are you two girls giggling in bed over there about?
It's only 2 a.m. and we're in a public hotel that other people sleep in. These motherfuckers
having a sleepover.
Loud as shit.
Age of 35.
I had to cover my boobs.
You did too. That's what set us off.
Covered just, my chest.
Like, oh, my boobs. No means no.
And there was three pillows. Or like what? There was six pillows? Something like that. And there was one odd pillow, and I was like, I'm taking this one, putting it right in between us. I said, you don't cross this pillow line all night long, and I won't cross this my side all night long. We should be fine. I was so scared I was going to wake up like 2 in the morning with this giant bear man trying to fucking cuddle me and shit.
Come here.
Yeah. So I did, at one point in time, everyone had fallen asleep, and it was like, it was just this extremely silent mode, and then all of a sudden the two pianos started dueling.
I mean, I know that I snore. It's not super often, when I'm really tired and I really like pass out, then that's when it happens. And I was very tired last night, but I woke up at one point. This motherfucker was.
You weren't going, dude, until he started going. It's like he started you up somehow.
I was challenged by it. Yeah. It was a very competitive person.
And I think that's what it was.
It's like, oh yeah,
think those are snores, dude.
Like, honest to God, it was silent.
Well, I was like, maybe I was actually doing it for you, Clint, because I was like, if it's just on one side of his head, it's probably going to bother him. If he's got it in both. Years, he's probably like,
upgrade
to soothe
here.
Him to sleep, really.
Well, it woke me up because it was sudden. Like, everyone was sleeping silent. All of a sudden, it was just, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And I looked over, and you took, like, a big, huge breath of air in and let it out and shit.
You probably have fucking sleep apnea.
And then it got quiet for a second. And then it got quiet for a second, and then all of a sudden, I heard Dick go, and I was like, what the fuck? And then he,
no,
then when
that,
he
that was us speaking in codes. We knew what each other was saying.
So actually, we need to talk to you, Clint. What was actually happening is, no.
But it was just wild. And I was sitting, I was like, man, I'm never going to go back to sleep. But eventually I did finally fall back to sleep.
I have no excuse. I snore like a freight train every day.
Yeah. Woke up this morning and I thought you were puking on your way to the bathroom.
Sleep on my face.
Puking out of his butt.
You did.
No. So I have no excuse about the snoring, but I have to say that I did not fart on you at all to the point where I got the walking farts. I'm trying to hold it in like
with that though, the snoring was
like
so loud.
It's like 6:30 in the morning. I'm trying to tiptoe to the bathroom.
That's love, brother. He held that. He held that stuff.
I heard him make a noise go to the bathroom. I rolled around, I looked at Zach, and I said, "Is this motherfucker puking right now?" He goes, "No, he's farting." he just started dying. Oh,
before that, though, all I hear is Zach go, "Ew."
I needed to let you know that I heard your walking farts on the way to the bathroom.
It was a good alarm, but it did. I thought you were puking on the way to the bathroom.
You got away with
that
shit.
We're gonna leave this hotel fucked up. They're gonna think some weird shit was going on in here.
Well, they
last
put us
night.
At the very, like, almost the very end of the hotel, on right on the other side of the stairwell with a brick wall. Like the inside wall of our room was brick, and I think they just knew that like these motherfuckers are gonna come back drunk and loud. Let's stick them on the end
the
and put
room.
A brick wall between them and the rest of the hotel. They can be as fucking loud as dumb as they want. Listen to fucking Mighty Ducks at fucking an insane volume at fucking 2 a.m. I'm like, dude, can you please turn that down? Like,
I could not hear it at all from.
No, dude, it was.
I have the
so
air conditioner
loud.
Next to me. My feet are freezing, and Zach's across the room, like being louder than the TV.
I had a fan
me
next
to
me
down.
Too, man, and like it was. I don't. Even when I'm awake, I don't listen to things that loud, and I'm trying to fucking, and like, I could sleep through it. I was tired enough. I was legit concerned that, like, the people above us, people below us, somebody's gonna hear that we're blasting this TV, and like, we're all gonna get woken up by the hotel at some point here, and like, please, just, I just wanna sleep.
We're sitting there, dude, me and Zach are sitting there, and Dick comes walking out of the bathroom, and he says, "Honestly, you ought to be proud of me." I said, "Why?" He said, "I didn't fart on you one time all night." Well, at least I can say at 35 years old, I can
proud
sleep
or thankful,
man.
One of the two, I guess.
Does it count as a sleepover if it's at a hotel?
Yeah,
I guess. Kind of.
I think we had a sleepover.
I mean, if we could have rented hotel rooms as kids, I'm pretty sure we would have had sleepovers in hotel rooms as kids too.
Yeah.
Now we can actually do it as adults. So, road trip.
But yeah, it was nice in light of everything that's been going on lately with everyone's lives, this craziness with COVID and personal things aside, it was nice to be able to take a small little road trip just to have some
fun
for the
nice
night.
Nice escape, man. Like,
forget about everything.
6 hours in the car, just listening to music and talking about stuff is always a good time.
Yeah. Didn't seem like 6 hours when you're having a good time, though. Yeah, the ride's pretty short when you're having a good time and when you're with your friends.
When you're with your friends.
When you're with your best friend.
Anyone can ever have.
But no, a successful trip. Hopefully many more. I think what's something we're going to start doing is taking some trips and then reporting back with it.
Yeah, we're going to try to visit some interesting places in this area or, you know, places within driving distance here and there and just kind of give reports. And
Anthony Bourdain of the nerd world.
Of the central Illinois nerd. And I mean, and some of it's not even nerdy stuff. Some of it's kind of historical or cool stuff, things, you know, whatever else. But like just interesting things that we can share with people and give our honest opinions on. And
like Mexico City.
Or crazy shit that we can find.
I'm local things like Mexico City.
I'm not going to Mexico. It's not safe.
It's not safe. I want to go to Mexico City so bad.
It's not safe.
It's the most populated city in the Western Hemisphere.
It's not safe.
It's not safe. Not even remotely.
Right.
It's safe for the Lucha.
Not for
shows.
Americans. It's not safe.
No, not at all. Not at all. We can go to New Mexico.
I mean,
there's mountains, there's trails, there's
New Mexico. They have no luchadors, though.
I'm sure they do.
That.
I'm sure they do.
Don't speak on New Mexico's behalf. You know what their luchador population is.
I bet we can Google some luchadors in New Mexico right now and find them.
Not a 300-year-old culture of wrestling in New Mexico. Mexico City is, though.
Yeah, but it's not safe there.
I mean, ain't nobody trying to rape me, dog.
Well, no, but they might
try to. You don't know that.
They might try to take you, hold you for ransom, and then.
They won't get shit.
Right, exactly.
Harvest your body parts.
The
ones that still work.
That's where I was going with the next thing. They're going to do that. Store's got me, bro. You'll just be disappeared.
There's a Holiday Inn right across the street from the Lucha. Like, we only would be walking across the street.
They probably set people up.
Holiday Inn.
They probably set people up.
There is. Holy cow. I already got the whole thing planned out. We've been talking about it for a year and a half.
No, you've been talking about it. Unless you get a turd in your pocket.
Go to Mexico, stay at a Holiday Inn. It's right across the street.
Yeah. I'm sure they book your Uber, too, and it probably takes you to a desolate place out in the desert, and you never come back. And then they find your bones in a trough someplace one day, and there's people doing seances around them.
Wait, why is our room in the basement? I don't understand why they're leading us down here. It's really dark down here.
It's a methane smell.
Cold. Yeah, we're being kidnapped.
Bring the beer in there. I already have the ice filled. Tub filled with ice.
Yeah. What's this plastic on the floor for? Well, I think that's about... We'll run out of time shortly here. Slow week. Not a lot going on.
Pretty good. It was a slow week. Very fun week, though.
Yeah. We did a lot. There just wasn't a whole lot going on.
I think we had too much fun and forgot to report more than we were supposed to. But that'll happen sometimes. We're working on it. Like we said, it's an ever-flowing machine. It's only our second episode, and we're going to keep coming with them hits.
Yep. And hopefully we'll be on more...
More platforms.
By the way, I got a dad joke. Why does Sparta hate Don?
Why does Sparta hate Don?
Right. Don.
Don. D-A-W-N. Don.
Yeah. Why does Sparta hate Don?
Like the girl or the time of day?
Come on, bro.
Why, Clint?
Because it fights grease. Don
Dusso. Oh, the soap. I thought you meant dawn, like as in like why do they hate the dawn, like in the morning, like sunrise. Do Greeks hate the sunrise? I'm like, I don't know.
It's soap.
Because it attacks grease.
Dad jokes.
That's why it's a dad joke.
Coming with all the hitters every week. Straight boom bap shit.
Tricked this dad.
Tricked all the dads and the kids. All the kids would be laughing right now. It's a knee slapper in the children's world as far as dad jokes.
You should have said why they hate dawn soap. And then
not what he gave it away.
No, you don't want him to think you're talking about.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, you want him to get the joke.
Boom bap shit, like I said. Boom bap shit. Got more coming every week. Just one though, no more than that.
Do us a favor, you know, like, subscribe, share, whatever you can do to help us spread the word. Try to get this thing in as many ears as possible. We appreciate all your support and everything like that. Keep on listening. Stay rad.
Bye.
Have a good week. It's the Rad Nerd Dad Podcast.